Last week, the Urban Redevelopment Authority Board approved an amended deal with the Pittsburgh Penguins to redevelop the former site of the Civic Arena. Monday, there was a ceremonial groundbreaking for an advanced manufacturing facility at a former Hazelwood Brownfield site. But what about the two dozen riverfront acres on which sits the former state prison? 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald.
It's been 4 months since the closing of SCI Pittsburgh. Has there been any new developments on the possible redevelopment of that acreage?
Well, there continues to be discussion. That's just one parcel among many that are very valuable and very desirable in this region. We talk a lot about the Hazelwood Green. It used to be called El Mono. We talk about the Cary Furnace site over in Swissville and Rankin. We talk about the 28-acre site, the former Civic Arena site, and the SCI Pittsburgh site, you know, down in Woods Run. These are all desirable sites, and there are a lot of developers that call us and have ideas and interest in what they want to see. It was brought up around the Amazon, things that we've put as far as sites that could be possibly available for them. So there's lots of opportunities there, but there's nothing right now that's ready to come up out of the ground.
You mentioned the Hazelwood Green, you mentioned the old Civic Arena site, and they've been in the news, especially very, very recently. Have they overshadowed, have they pushed the old state prison site on the back burner or not?
No, not at all. I mean, different sites have, pluses and minuses depending on what organization would like to be there and what they would like to see. So, I mean, every site has its, as its people that really like it a lot. And then there's others that, whether it's a traffic issue or the amount of land that's available there, et cetera, et cetera. So, no, it's in the mix like all those other ones are.
Has the interest level increased? How have you been sort of pitching it, marketing those 20-some acres?
We're able to put a menu of sites, including the SCI Pittsburgh site, and then, talk about the access to 65, the access to the airport, the access to the North Shore. So there's a lot there that we put on a menu to companies that are saying how many acres, what kind of building, what kind of access, what kind of public transportation.
Do you have any sense of a timeline of a next step?
Well, we'll continue discussions. We don't put, artificial timelines of, by the end of this year. We want to do what's best. So, that site is something that's now available that we would like to benefit the region for decades to come. So we want to make sure we do it right.
Alaska Airlines last week announced it was going to add nonstop daily service between Seattle and Pittsburgh next fall. This had to be in the works prior to the application for Amazon. Is it coincidental or what?
Well, I wouldn't call it coincidental. I think, first of all, to have a great airline like Alaska Airlines come into Pittsburgh is a win, regardless of the Amazon and even regardless of the destination that they're going to. This is the fifth biggest airline in the country. So, yes, this was a big win. I know during the Amazon run-up, we talked about, are we going to get a direct flight? We had a sense that this announcement would be coming at some point. We didn't know exactly when. But there's such demand between Pittsburgh and Seattle that it makes sense for the market. It just adds to our ability to win the Amazon bid that us and 237 other cities are in the mix for.
Speaking of which, it's been a little over a month since the application was submitted. Have you heard anything?
We haven't heard much at this point, and nor did we expect to, because, they've got 238 applications to go through. I'm hoping that when they get down to a short list, a shorter list maybe, by the end of the year or early next year, that we'll make that list, and I feel confident that we will. But I think they're being, pretty tight-lipped to evaluate everything without creating more of a media uproar than they already did when they did their big announcement in September.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Kevin. Always good to be with you.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.